Hello, Dick. How are you?
Doing well, boys. A good Memorial Day weekend full of sports.
What about the Celtics yesterday, though, Dick? That was some collapse after they fought all the way back from 3-0 down. What will be the fallout for this team as Miami goes into the NBA Finals against Denver?
Well, the fallout will be, a lot blamed on Joe Mazzulla, the head coach, who, as we mentioned in past interviews, that just is not yet prepared for this type of level of basketball. And maybe he'll be a very good NBA head coach in the future, but he was thrust into this situation due to the suspension of Ime Udoka. And I think there's a lot of Celtic fans, and I'm not a Celtic fan, but I'm agreeing with them, saying, hey, if only Ime Udoka was the head coach of the Celtics, they probably would have gotten past Miami and gotten into the finals. That's one of the things. And then there just wasn't a lot of teamwork. I mean, you saw a Celtics team playing as five individual players. And when five individual players play a team, even if those individual players are more talented to man than the team that they're playing, there's an opportunity for an upset. And Miami was so well coached by Eric Spoelstra. They got great performances from their non-superstars. I mean, Jimmy Butler's always going to give you a good performance, but it's the Caleb Martins and the Gabe Vincents that just step up and hit the shots when needed, and they share the ball. They really play beautiful basketball to watch. They're an easy team to cheer for, guys.
Yeah, definitely Jimmy Butler, what a player he is. Now, Denver and Miami, game one Friday, our time here. Thursday night over there in the States. Denver $1.26, so 9-point favorites at the line. Miami $4 outsiders for game one. I'm guessing you're probably going to tip Denver in how many games, though? And I guess Jokic is the obvious for MVP. I mean, how do you see this matchup and this series playing out?
Guys, I think I'm just going to tip the exact same thing as I've tipped all playoffs long when I've talked about a Miami series, and that being Miami probably isn't going to win, but they're the betting value. That's what I've been saying since they were 60-1, right, to win it about 4 weeks ago. I've been like, I don't understand why they're not getting more respect. Not that I thought Miami was going to get here. I didn't think Miami was going to get here. But I never truly understood the lack of respect for Miami in the betting market. And once again, we're seeing lack of respect for Miami in the betting market. Yes, gun to my head, I think Denver's going to win the series. They're much more talented, and they play better together than Boston does. But if you're going to give me plus 300 on the Heat, which is what I'm seeing in a lot of books around here, I don't know what you have on the Heat there, but I'm seeing about plus 300 here. You're going to give me 3-1 on this scrappy bunch that's been playing excellent together team ball? I'm just going to roll that side, guys, and cheer for Miami for the next 2 weeks.
All right, what about in the Stanley Cup final, Dick? The Florida Panthers taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. How do you see this playing out?
Yeah, incredible what Florida has been able to do. I mean, just knocking off the beasts of the East. And, this was a team. There has never been, we've got those analytics that if the season ended today, I'm sure you have the same thing in footy where, you can take a look at the playoff projections, right? And you're a third of the way through the season. And what is your percent chance of making the playoffs at the end? You got all those analytic websites. Well, the Florida Panthers were only projected to make the playoffs for 28% of the season. And that is the lowest percentage of any team ever to make the playoffs to get this far. And so it's one of the true remarkable stories. I think Vegas is more talented. I mean, I think it's a really similar situation to basketball, guys. Vegas is the Nuggets. Florida is the Heat. It just depends on which side. Do you want to go with the more talented favorite, or do you want to go with that scrappy team that's playing together and everybody's kind of falling in love with them? But I do think Vegas wins the series, and you're not getting nearly as much one-sided on the Vegas side as you are on the Nuggets side. So I think I'd probably side with Vegas.
And just while you're on Vegas, in the NFL, what is going on with their recently signed quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo? Does he have a foot injury?
Yeah, there's an interesting story. Our friend Mike Florio broke this story. He comes on with us each Wednesday to talk NFL, and evidently there was a. I haven't read too deep into it, But evidently they had to get some sort of waiver in his contract just in case he missed a, you know, in case he failed a physical. And there was a question of whether he even took the physical. So I have to look more into it. But I think Jimmy should be ready to go by the beginning of camp. I think this is more of a technical issue, more of a logistical issue than it is a football issue with Garoppolo at this point.
Tom Brady. I've just read a report. Tom Brady be the man.
No.
He's just bought into the Raiders. Jimmy mightn't be fit. It might be Tom Brady. Surely not. What a comeback. And I see DeAndre Hopkins has been released by the Cardinals, wide receiver.
Yeah, the Cardinals are really punting on the season. I think it's the right decision. I think they need to completely rebuild. I think they need to get out from under their bad contracts. Obviously, their worst contract is Kyler Murray, and they still have a couple more years before they can get out from under that one. But taking the cap hit for DeAndre Hopkins all in this year kind of shows their hand, right? It shows that, all right, we're going to completely punt on this season. We're going to have, you know, almost $30 million in dead cap money going to DeAndre Hopkins, and we're going to win four or five games and be in a position to be a top three or four pick in the NFL draft, where you have two elite quarterbacks right now, maybe more to add to the list. But at least we know that Caleb Williams is the best, is at least the most highly thought after quarterback to come out since Trevor Lawrence, maybe most highly thought of to come out since Andrew Luck. So we'll have to keep an eye on that quarterback from USC on whether or not he's gonna be as good as everybody says he is. Drake May from North Carolina is another stupendous quarterback coming out in this draft. So Arizona, what they need to do is they need to be bad. They need to grab one of those quarterbacks, and then they need to get rid of Kyler Murray as soon as they possibly can, so they can have one of those quarterbacks take over, making no money.
Thanks so much, Dick. Have a great day.
Gentlemen, we'll talk to you next week.